Let's look at actions involving the ROC. Here we can see that the Republic of China was founded in 1912. However, at that time, Taiwan was still a part of Japan. Hence, the ROC's legal status in Taiwan can only be labeled as none. First, the ROC officials announced October 25, 1945, as Taiwan Retrocession Day, saying that Taiwan had been returned to Chinese sovereignty as of this date. Second, an order was issued by the Republic of China authorities on January 12, 1946, authorizing the mass naturalization of Taiwanese people as Republic of China citizens. Third, the Republic of China Constitution was put into force in Taiwan, effective December 25, 1947. Importantly, however, in occupied territory, the announcement of the annexation of the territory, the mass naturalization of local residents, and the introduction of an entirely new legal code are all war crimes. In U.S. history, there have been many examples of this type of situation. We can look back to the continuing military occupation of Cuba after the coming into force of the Treaty of Paris on April 11, 1899, as an important point of reference. It is also important to remember that the specifications of the SFPT have a higher legal weight than the content of the three joint USA-PRC communiques. Under U.S. law, the SFPT has the same legal weight as the Constitution. Some comments on Taiwan's continuing status as occupied territory are in order. Since the close of the Napoleonic period, there are only two possibilities for the end of military occupation. One is that the region, or area, territory, etc., itself becomes a sovereign and independent state. The other is that the region becomes part of another sovereign and independent state. United States officials have not recognized China's sovereignty over Taiwan, and they continually state that the legal status of Taiwan is undetermined. Putting together these facts, we can only conclude that Taiwan remains as occupied territory in the current era. In the case of Taiwan, however, on the one hand, United States officials do not recognize the Republic of China as a state or a government. On the other hand, according to SFPT Article 4B, United States military government jurisdiction over Taiwan is active.